Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, May 20th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Super Terra meets Money Shots, Project Intro and Terra Support. Let's take a listen.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I tried to practice my British accent, but it's I watched about two James Bond movies, but I didn't do so well.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be talking all about the sorts of things that Bond would enjoy. I think he liked the odd game of cards, didn't he, in the films? So
yeah, he did, right? Casino Royale. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we've got an excellent start here. I'll give it another sort of minute or so to have people gather, and then we'll look to get underway.
I'll wait for you to ask me questions and do whatever you need to do. If there's anything you need from me, just stop me from talking. Maybe signal.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I normally sort of give it to about a minute after the hour, and then yes, we'll get straight into it. And really looking forward to this first of what I hope will be quite a long series of spaces as we kind of go into the new world. In my case, a bit beyond the old Terra world. This is my first opportunity to really explore a very exciting project. Post the fairly challenging week that we had, and I think probably a good way to kind of tee things up for people either listening now or listening back later. Thank you, as always, to Terra Spaces, who do a superb job of capturing everything that's happening. There's a really nice link here, and obviously we can get into the questions shortly. But a very kind offer that Money Shots have made right from the start to give away a significant portion of the mint to people affected by the Terra crash, which I think is incredibly kind and community-minded way to start things. I'm pretty happy to kick things off, and I think as this is obviously the first spaces with Money Shots, I always like to start off with a little bit of a discussion around, if you like, the thoughts behind the project. And I think it'd be really good just to give a bit of an intro for everyone listening now or listening later as to a bit of an insight into how the project came about, and perhaps a little bit about yourself and the kind of background to the art.
Yeah, well, me and the other founder, he goes by Wagme Baker. We've been doing video games for a long time. And, you know, if anybody listening doesn't know, I mean, we worked at Pokemon together, and that's how we knew each other. And we became really great friends, and we did a lot of cool projects together there. And, we learned a lot. And post-COVID, you know, he had some investments in some companies. One was a coin-op manufacturer in Japan, where he's, one of the executives there. You know, I was doing some of my other stuff. I actually got interviewed to do the video game for Bored Ape Yacht Club. Last couple of weeks, we've since basically turned them down in order to start making some NFTs. So we decided, hey, what makes us passionate? What do we love? We love card games. We love mechanics. So we wanted to do some art that was a little different as well. And I'm a big fan of hobo art, like hobo nickels. I actually make those in real life, silver, gold, etc. I can carve that kind of stuff out. So I wanted to do some money. And we thought, what better way to emphasize crypto degens and sort of, you know, moving forward, getting rid of fiat than, you know, actually laying over some designs over something real like money. And so that's how it started. We started doodling over the money, and eventually we decided to make our very first NFT something that that we wanted to play around with and we thought came out kind of fun and kind of interesting at the same time. And the whole objective over doing this project is so that, you know, we can incrementally build a card game. And we know how to do it. We always often see a lot of people in the metaverse say they can make a game, but, you know, in all honesty, it's really hard to make a game. So we have the relationships. We know the studios that did it. One of our really good friends, they own a company called Direwolf Studios in Colorado, and they do many of the CCG games online for many of the big companies, whether it's Lord of the Rings, Pokemon, etc. And, you know, we want to get to that point, but we want to do it right. We don't want to tell people, hey, we could do it right away and make things up. We want to treat it like a regular development cycle, treat it like we kind of know what we're doing. And that kind of takes time, effort, patience. And along the way, as we build up toward that, we want to share some of our artistic thoughts and things we think are fun and enjoyable for everyone. And that's how it all started. And a week later, Terra collapsed upon itself. And, you know, we were kind of stuck like everybody else. I mean, we lost, you know, a lot of the funds that we put into it. We really wanted the community, and we ended up kind of losing out a little bit. We had fallen in love with the community. We had minted Hellcats. We were talking about Terra, Luna to all our friends. We're like, this is it, man. I've never felt so alive, like doing a project or buying NFTs, you know, than on Luna. And it slowly crumbled. And so then the first thing we thought of was, well, how much money can we give to people that support that we're also in the community of Luna, and how can we support them? And, you know, the first thing we thought was we'd give some of the money away. We kind of sat down and did some numbers, and we're like, well, in order to say that we're going to make a CCG game online, we kind of need some funds. But at the same time, we were all hit. So we just, you know, we came up with a number. We wish it could be bigger even, but maybe it's the best we could come up with, but we wanted to at least do 10% of whatever we meant. We weren't expecting a lot of money. So, you know, it's the least we could do to kind of help people out and to kind of, you know, recreate a community that was devastated for at least a couple of days. So that's kind of the gist of the backstory. But we are Pokemon developers. We make the games. Some of the people that did artwork for us are really great friends of ours. One of them, you know, did pass away a few years ago, but the lead artist for all of Pokemon right now, we're personal buddies with that person. And so we're trying to get some feels from him when we get to the point where we're doing some anime looking stuff, you know, some direction and that kind of thing. But that's who we are. Our talent is putting together mechanics that are different and maybe unique. I mean, we've also worked with Wizards of the Coast. We've worked on, you know, some Magic the Gathering stuff. We've done quite a bit of stuff in that regard. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of background of who we are and why we love, well, we love crypto, but why we love doing the Money Shots NFTs. I mean, it's just a style of degen, hobo, kind of take it back to the man kind of art that really makes us feel good about crypto and good about NFTs.
Thank you very much. I think you answered probably like my first six or seven questions in your brilliant introduction. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. I mean, just to briefly recap, it's not often that we see quite a powerful crossover from gaming, game development to NFTs. And you made it very clear that you've obviously turned down a big opportunity there with the Bored Apes for their game. What is it particularly that really excites you about the NFT space?
Well, what I love about it is that unlike making a video game where you go to marketing and you're like throwing advertising out, you're promising things that sometimes aren't true. Because I'll be honest, like we've made games that aren't good. We made a lot of games that are good. But, you know, instead of going through the whole process of like, how do we get people excited? You know, how much money can we spend on Disney Plus or whatever it is? You know, we kind of sat back and we decided that what we loved about it, number one, was that it's about community. You're building slowly, you're building strong. Hopefully you build some relationships along the way. And so then it becomes more of kind of a community gathering rather than just the game or just an NFT. And, you know, what reminds me of that is I worked for a guy years ago. His name was Richard Garrett. He did a game called Ultima Online. And Ultima Online was a game that had that same feeling. I mean, when we got in, I mean, sure, we would basically kill, you know, noobs, but it was fun to do, and it was fun to do in a group with other people. And I think NFTs, instead of having crypto where everybody's going against each other and everybody's trying to steal your money, or at least you feel that way, in the NFT space, there are people like that. But for the most part, you meet people that you can develop relationships with, and that's the fun part. That's what makes making something beautiful.
And I think you've just epitomized everything that I enjoy about the NFT space as well. I think even in this very difficult couple of weeks, and I think you obviously, along with everyone else, have been quite heavily hit with the Terra collapse. And obviously you were set to develop the project on Terra. And I think the thing that I've found that's been incredibly powerful for me, let's face it, we've had our really nice conversations over the last few days, and we're all pushing forward and we're all moving forward and sort of dusting ourselves down after what's been a big hit. And I think the number one driving support factor around that is that there's just such a good, wholesome community. Yes, as you mentioned, there are some bad actors in crypto, and we all know about that, sadly, with rug pulls and all sorts of negative actions. But I think the positives massively outweigh that. And thank you once again. I think the pivot to NFTs, it fascinates me because I've had a number of conversations with game developers previously, many of whom were almost reluctant to come into the NFT space. But I think you've captured the essence of it. Certainly for me, community is at the heart of it. And I think that's very powerful. Something else I'm really keen to sort of explore a bit further. And before that, I will also remind, as I put out on Twitter and also in the Money Shots Discord, we are actively encouraging audience participation. It's something I do in all of my spaces. In this case, there'll be an opportunity to win whitelist spaces. We will talk a little bit more about the process ahead of Mint. The Mint is not imminent, so don't need to rush, but we'll talk about the development around, ahead of that. But obviously, if anyone in this call wants to pose a question, simply press request to speak, and be delighted to get you up here. As I say, this is a project being developed by a really impressive team with a very long track record in the gaming sector, bringing something that's really a multi-phase opportunity. And obviously we'll explore a bit more about that shortly as well, because it's a really well thought out and detailed roadmap that's planned here. And obviously, like yourselves, I'm sad that it won't happen on Terra, but I'm delighted that the concept is able to live. And I think, you know, there's a lot of you know, powerful positives, not least the very kind gesture to the affected Terra community at a time where you are also having you know, challenges and having to reboot. So I think, sort of, with that kind of big recap, it'd be really great to explain a little bit more. Obviously, you know, you've talked about the hobo art style, the kind of giving it to the man. And I personally, like, it really resonates with me. It's kind of Warhol-esque, I think, as I said on a sort of chat that we had a few days ago. It really resonates well. But I know that that's only the first phase. So again, I don't want to tease out too much in this first spaces, but it'd be great even just to perhaps talk about the development up to that first mint and some of the opportunities that these first phase, if you like, alpha passes, as they've been christened, will give to holders in the project.
Yeah, so there's a couple really unique things about what we want to do. I mean, it's not completely out of the box, but, you know, we have a pending partnership with myphysicalnfts.com. And part of what we wanted to do is also experiment from a social perspective and from a gaming perspective, what we can do. So our very first social experiment with the community is going to be, listen, we're going to mint 2625. That's how many of these NFTs we're going to mint. We're going to reserve 125 of those. The team's not going to take any, but those 125 they're going to go to prizes and to experimentation. Because we believe that you can't do something like this without having stuff to continually you know, build that community. You can't just stop at men. You got to continue growing and growing and doing things and trying different things. So the very first partnership we did, even before we did any of this, was we actually reached out to Nifty Slabs. And I don't know if it's due to the Luna thing or whatever. They became very difficult to get a hold of after the whole Terra debacle. And they're getting really big and they're really busy. I mean, the owner has tons of meetings in front of him. I mean, we were, you know, small fish in a big pond in that case. But we made a deal with the My Physical NFT guys, and what we're gonna do is, you know, if you make a physical representation of your NFT, we're gonna give you discounts. We're gonna try and get it to you for free as prizes for as many people as we can. But basically you do that. And let's say our NFT goes up in value, or maybe even goes whatever the price is at the time. Well, if you create your physical version and you follow some quests, so we're going to create real world quests like find a Toyota today, take a picture of that NFT in front of the Toyota, and you'll win some soul and you win an NFT. So we're going to keep doing those types of experimental quests. We're going to say, stand in front of a nun. If you can stand in front of the nun, let's say the value of the NFT goes up over time. We hope so. We think it's valuable. Well, then, you know, those quests are going to get even more fun because more people are going to want to do them because it's going to be a real value add. Imagine if you had OK Bears today and somebody said, listen, you print out that OK Bear for $40 or whatever it is, $50. You make a physical version, you do these quests, you'll get a free OK Bear. I mean, who wouldn't do that? That's a lot of money to get all at one time. So we want to get to that point, but we're going to have quests like take a picture in front of a real nun, go to your favorite strip club, go to the zoo, throw it in a cage. No, don't do that. But just things that are wild and just kind of different. So that when you post that on Twitter, not your face, not anything about you, it's all going to be a non. All you got to do is post that, and then we'll send you prizes. And we wanted to do something that was physical in the real world because we felt like it'd be more fun and it'd be more engaging and it'd be a better use of everybody's like effort. Like there's a real world effort to do this thing, and it could be fun, you know. So we came up with that. So that's going to be part of it. Obviously, in the mint, we've got 10 gold coins. We're probably going to give away Mandalorian real gold, you know, coins to at least 10 people who mint. We wanted to do that, too, because the whole idea is this kind of hobo nickel kind of money thing. So why not give away real money? And there'll be an easy way to do that. You know, if you want to redeem the prize, you're going to have to give us your address. But besides that, you know, you really don't have to give us more information. And the whole idea about this is eventually, you know, not that distant in the future, we're going to release other NFTs. You know, the Money Shots 2, as far as art and everything, that's already in development. It's going to be more Monty Python-esque. We're going to actually animate some stuff that's really cool. And so we have those ideas already on the table. This NFT will get you into all the other NFTs. We've got a partnership on Ethereum with a company doing some travel-based NFTs. Basically, we helped them come up with a concept that, so they have an NFT, it's travel-related, so if you have it, you basically have an alpha pass into travel discounts around the world. I think it's a really great idea. What they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, we're going to mint the NFT for X. Day one, after mint, you can redeem that NFT from day one for 80% of the mint value at any time for an Expedia gift card. And as the price of the NFT goes up, that value is going to increase because they're going to keep putting money from secondary sales into the pot. And so that NFT could grow over time, but it'll never be worth less than 80% of the mint price. At any time, you can cash out. And I think they're thinking about doing 50% in ETH. If you don't want to take a gift card, you can take 50% value in ETH. So it's a way to peg the value of an NFT so it doesn't really go below something. There's kind of an arbitrage opportunity there. We love that idea. You're going to get a whitelist pass for that too, because they're people that we know. We partnered with them. And then all the way down the line, you're going to get into a beta access of the game. The Money Shots version 2, you're going to get a physical card game. We're going to make a deck, send it to you. You just have to pay for shipping, and that's so we can get your address. You can pay for shipping, but the deck and the game's going to be for free. And so all of that, and then we're going to get to some anime PFPs later down the road that's going to be for the game. And we're going to try and use all of our Pokemon expertise to try and come up with some PFPs that are good. And so we're taking our time with that. We knew that it would be a long road, and we're going to focus on facial characteristics, emotions, kind of like OK Bears. I mean, the reason why everybody loves them is they have expressions. So we're going to focus that on anime expressions, try and do it a little better than Azuki and some of these other ones. I like them, but I don't think they're expressive enough. So we're going to change that a little bit. And then we'll have the game. And if you own the original Money Shots PFP, you will be able to play in free tournaments on the game. And what that means is, so you get to go in the beta, and then you get to play in free tournaments. Well, the game derives revenue because it's sort of a gambling game. So the house would get a small, tiny bit of money every time people play each other, right? The idea is that you get the majority of the money because you're the players. Now, that money that goes back to the house, 50% goes back to everybody who holds that very first NFT that we're making right now. We're going to have prizes, cash, all kinds of crazy stuff. Maybe a date night with Wogby Baker. You know, he kind of looks like, in real life, he looks just like Doctor Strange. It's kind of uncanny and really weird and awkward, but maybe something like that. But we're going to do just fun things. But 50% of all revenue is going to always go back to these original NFTs, because those are the people that supported us. Those are the people who believed in us. And a lot of the game, people might be asking, a lot of the game has already been flushed out. I have a personal friend that's in the World Series of Poker. She's going to help me kind of figure some stuff out. But a lot of the core design of the game's already done. So I don't know. I probably talked too much. So feel free to ask questions or whatever.
No, that's amazing. I think you've taken my next two or three questions. But no, it's brilliant though, because I think what you've explained there already, and I hope people listening will agree, is a really comprehensive and well thought out project plan. And this is only the very early stages of it. And I think, again, just to bring back to the massive pivot you've had to do, but I think everything about it is all about a long term, community centered, value generating project. And I think already, you know, with some of the partnerships that you're talking about, and that there are, I can see several listeners on here that were sort of potential involvements as well from them. I think this is going to be perhaps almost a reigniting of the passion for, whilst I appreciate it's not going to be on Terra, and we'll come on to that shortly, I think it reignites the passion in many, and certainly my own experience, having sort of got to know you guys over the last few days, it's a really exciting, multifaceted project. I didn't know about the detail of the quests until literally this call. I knew obviously about the plans for the physical game, but I'm already thinking now there are so many link-ups there. In my head, I've got, obviously, I love the idea of, you know, you find a nun and you take a picture of your NFT with a nun. But there's something more. I mean, you quests where perhaps there are geographic opportunities to find places, go to certain landmarks that are in different parts of the world and do something that brings it to life. There are so many clever ideas there. And I like the fact as well, and we have to sort of go through my notes afterwards, the certain proportion, the mint will get a physical reward, you know, the Mandalorian, I think gold. There are so many aspects to it, and the partnerships. I really want to next explore, and I appreciate there's probably only so much you can tell the listeners at this stage. I was fascinated when we were talking the other day about the idea of this poker style game, but I appreciate at this stage you probably can't reveal too much, but I think that's quite exciting. I know that's a little bit further down the road, but I think the whole idea that it generates a small return for the project, there's winners that will benefit, NFT owners that benefit, but the actual game itself, it'd be great if you, as much as you're able to do so, to tell the listeners a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So the game, so we designed it from the ground up to be the most degen way of playing poker that has ever been created in the face of the earth. And obviously, if you've ever played poker, you know, what we like about it is we didn't want to create a whole new mechanic and a whole new world and a whole new where everybody's got to learn stuff. We just wanted to take something, a core mechanic that people already know, that new, that's in the public domain, that's easy to figure out. Okay, on top of that, we're going to add some stuff. We're going to make it very degen. So the code name right now is called Flipper FUD. And the reason for that code name is instead of you like adding bets to the game, there's going to be a separate deck that's going to be your FUD cards. And all I can say is that instead of betting, you're going to FUD the other players. And it's going to be reckless. It's going to be ridiculous. Somebody's going to win a lot of money. A lot of people are going to lose money. But that's the way it's supposed to be. And so we kind of designed it so it's super fun. There's going to be a bunch of core mechanics. We think we could do it to a degree that it's fun. You have three levels of collectivity. You have your PFP, which is your anime character, your persona. You're going to have your playing deck, which will be designed. Every card's going to be designed. And then you're going to have your FUD deck, which is basically what we came up with is, you know, these are going to be the random shuffle cards that you keep next to your poker cards. And when things happen in the game and you have to flip over a FUD card, well, that's either going to affect you or somebody else. And that's kind of the fun of the whole thing. And, you know, we're right now, we're at the stage where we want to print some stuff out and kind of mess around with it. But we also want to go to Vegas, talk to a friend of ours who's, like I said, in the World Series of Poker, and have her kind of look at it. And when we get to that point, we're asking her, we don't know yet, she's a friend of ours, whether or not she can play it on her Twitch account. But, you know, we haven't got to that stage yet. We wanna make sure that the game's fun and enjoyable for everybody. But it's a betting game. So, you know, for us, whether it's Soul or we have our own coin, we use something else. I mean, you know, for us, we just want to use Soul. We don't want to go to the trouble of creating another coin and all that. And, you know, it just works differently. What's really degen about it, the one play mechanic that I could tell you, is that there's no folding in the game. So instead of folding, you have to pay a tax. So if you don't play through the entire game, you're going to get taxed. And how that works is the tax is going to be 10% of the pool. The pool, 5% of the pool will go to the house. The other 5% goes back into the pool from that tax. And that's how we make money to give away more prizes. And that's sort of the mechanic of it. So if you really panic, basically, if you panic sell your hand, well, you're going to get taxed for that. And so, you know, it's really going to be a degen way of playing. We think it's kind of fun just kind of going through it, you know, on our own. But, you know, give us a little bit of time. We want to make sure that it's right. We want to make sure that it's a fun mechanic. I think everybody plays Pai Gow or Texas Hold'em. We think that that's kind of overdone. We want something we want a poker game for the crypto world that's super degen. And I think it's going to make a lot of people sad, but a lot of people very happy. So we'll figure it out.
Excellent. And I think if the Twitch trial works, I think that's going to be really exciting to see, because I think mixing up, you know, the kind of degen aspects of crypto with poker, which is already a very high stakes strategy game, where I love the kind of forcing it. It feels like it's a bit more than an ante. You're in every hand, whether you want to be or not, unless you're absolutely going to pay through the nose to opt out of that. So it does sound like a lot of fun. I'm obviously looking forward to that. I guess to give listeners a sense of things, in terms of like timescales, plans, for obviously first stage mint. And again, I was going to mention, because obviously with the sad collapse of Terra, you've had to pivot. And obviously, just to talk a little bit more about how at this stage, and I know it's some way off, the plans ahead of mint, so that anyone listening can kind of gear up. And for reference, the Discord link, Twitter links, and so on are in the various parts of my Twitter feed, and I'll make sure that I push those out after this as well.
Yeah, like, you know, another thing that's different about us is we basically had the money in advance to do everything. So we weren't counting on you know, the mint to pay people and do things and that sort of thing, which I think puts us in a very strong position to move forward. But unfortunately, a lot of that money was in Luna, because we were all excited about it, right? I think everybody could say that. We're super excited. We're like, oh, Anchor, 20%, 18%. Oh, that's still good. Let's just put it all there. Because then we're making money. We're compounding our own money. At the end of the day, our philosophy right now is we're building up slow. We want to make sure that we're pretty good traders. We're not the best, but we're gonna make sure we have all of that money before mint. We want to be able to do a strong mint. So we're gonna slowly, organically build our reputation and our following. And for us, you know, we know it's gonna be a grind. We're just gonna start getting into that grind. It has affected it quite a bit, because, you know, you kind of plan like, hey, you know, we could do this, we can give away this, we could do that. Well, all my NFTs that were, and some people will relate to this, and it's my fault really, but all of our NFTs that we had held, some really good, like a Hellcat or two, and, you know, we kind of saved up everything. Like, we had all these NFTs. And we're like, oh, we're just going to do these for giveaways. I mean, who gives away a Hellcat, right? Like, this will be fun. I'll get a ton of people to come, and, you know, everybody will ape in and all this. Well, guess what? I had a lot of stuff for sale on multiple accounts and different places. And it was shocking enough that everything was plummeting and trying to get that money out. Imagine what happened the next day when we loaded up and everybody bought all the NFTs for pennies, or even fraction of pennies on the dollar. That was all of our method for kind of building an audience. I mean, we knew we had to invest our own money into it. So right now we're trying to look at, you know, what can we do? Like, what do we buy? How do we get people engaged? I mean, you have to be a little degen. I mean, I hate to say that about the NFT world, but you gotta be a little degen. You gotta like give stuff away or do things in order to get a little bit more attention than normal. And that was that part of it was kind of taken away. We kind of had a good strategy there, and we were willing to put in whatever money we had in NFTs, and then that kind of disappeared. So, you know, you kind of start off small, and then we're going to do some big giveaways. And so right now we're just kind of working through that problem and trying to figure out, you know, how to rebuild and that. So that's how it affected us. You know, and I guess you can't say any more than, you know, we lost a lot of money. But our spirits are high. We met some great people. And then when you know that other people suffered like you, it kind of makes you feel better. It's kind of a degen kind of like good feeling, but it's still a good feeling. And so I think us giving away that 10% and not requiring anybody in that 100 people to even mint anything, we don't care if you do. We just want to give it to you because you have to prove that you lost some money. That made us feel good too. And then we're like, well, we weren't the only ones. So let's work hard. Let's figure it out. Let's just move forward. So that's where we're at.
Thank you. I didn't mean to bring up sort of old pain, and I think we can all relate to that. I'm sure many of us on this call. And I think it's a double compounding. And I know of a number of people who had, you know, prized NFTs on sale for, you know, ridiculous Luna sums, and then because of the DPEG and the collapse, like you yourselves found it almost as a kind of a double whammy. And I can certainly take great solace in, I'd almost use the word, it's cathartic. And I've had a number of spaces over the last week or so since the collapse, where as a group we've talked about how do we pick ourselves up and move forwards, and there's been some excellent discussion with other communities and some great people stepping forwards. But I think ultimately almost that shared, for want of a better expression, the shared pain we've got, it doesn't make it any better, but I think it does help in many ways, because you can sort of reset your own mind on, well, we know we've all suffered something, and we kind of all know where we are. And I did do a spaces about 3 or 4 days ago where I talked about with a number of other people prior losses, stock market disasters, and the 2013 crash, the 2017-18 crypto crash, after lots of ICOs and worthless use cases that came onto the market and didn't yield any value. So we've all kind of had these before. I think probably the difference this time is a cataclysmic collapse of a top 10 coin and its associated stable to dust in the space of like literally what, 72 hours, is unprecedented. I'm sure it'll be an event that's spoken about for many years, and I think we're still seeing the ripple effects of the impacts of this with there's a company coming out, well, I think someone disclosed the fact that a company was using Anchor for returns on savings contracts outside of Terra. So I'm sure there'll be lots of people impacted directly or indirectly. But I think coming back to you, to money shots, I think excellent idea, and you're absolutely right to really kind of give out those fantastic prizes of amazing high value NFTs is admirable. And I think it's again to pivot it back. I guess my simpler question would be, obviously timescales are fluid at the moment, but I think the expectation is, you're looking for the mint for the first phase to be taking place in the next, perhaps, what, two months, 3 months?
Yeah, our hope is, by the way, if anybody's listening, I just hope that all of the Korean mothers out there that name their kid Do Kwon changes their names really quickly. And I think that's going to be the Do Kwon in Korea is going to be a name that you just don't name your kids anymore. Maybe like a pet or like a fish. I might name like Do Kwon as my fish or something, but never a child. Nobody wants that. Maybe a female child that might be a Korean nun. But besides that, I think no. Yeah. So mid-July is what we're targeting. I mean, we really just want to build up a community and try and get some people to see it, some eyes on it, and we want to take our time. A lot of people just rush it out as quickly as possible, and I know Solana's the blockchain for hype. People mention that word all the time, but it's like, fine, there's going to be some hype, we're going to do the best we can, but at the same time, we kind of want as many real people as we can get, and we kind of want people to enjoy the product. And so I think July is reasonable, and in the meantime, we can pick up where we left off on Terra, maybe buy some stuff and do some promos and things, but, continue with our relationships. And I think it's going to take us a couple months. So there you go.
Absolutely. And I think you speak for many, myself included. It's all about bouncing back, dusting down and carrying on, which is exactly what we're doing with this and beyond. I just want to encourage any members of the audience. One of the things we're looking to give away are some whitelist opportunities for the first collection. And as depending on when you joined the conversation, there's a lot of benefits around that. And it is intended to be a multi-stage project with a physical game and lots of different aspects to the program as well. I really, really would be great if anyone wants to step up and ask questions. Clearly, we will be doing more of these spaces as we kind of explore and obviously related topics around both the project and the broader space as well. So any questions, welcome. You want to press request to speak. I've put a question in the Discord as well. People are very welcome to DM me. I sometimes get that on Twitter. But otherwise, I guess perhaps... Normally, obviously the time is a little bit different at the moment, I'd ask you about your thoughts. Well, one of my stock questions was always about the future of Terra, but I don't necessarily think we need to go there on this one, which is a real shame. Perhaps I could make it broader and say, given obviously your background in gaming, and it's something that I've touched on a lot in some of my sort of more sort of broad-based spaces where we have a kind of a discussion sort of dialogue on a Monday night with a gentleman called Simon Chadwick who joins me, and we kind of do lots of open debate styles. How kind of you see the NFT world expanding, and perhaps with an eye on gaming, I know you've touched upon it earlier, how you see those two worlds perhaps becoming closer, but I think more broadly how you see the NFT space evolving. And as I say, whilst you're doing that, encourage anyone to step forward and ask a question. Don't be shy. As I always say, we don't bite. Otherwise, clearly, we'll be doing more of these. So lots of opportunities to ask further questions in future. But yeah, Obviously great to give a comprehensive overview of the project.
Yeah. And I kind of want to get to a point where there's actually a nun on the Twitter spaces. So I've always wanted to ask a nun a lot of questions, you know, before I use nuns a lot in my humor. So I just kind of hope we can get to that point one day. That would make me super excited. Other than that, I think, you know, what's interesting is Bored Ape Yacht Club. So they use a developer in California, Northern California, San Francisco called Enway. Enway is known for making great mobile games. And normally in a mobile game, you know, you can have your gold, you have your in-game currency, you can have your free-to-earn currency, and then you have your paid currency. Like, oh, here, let me give you $50. I need to make a match 3 again, and if I don't, I'm going to go crazy. So they're making a game that utilizes some of that stuff, but it's going to be using ApeCoin for the most part and some free-to-play elements. So I think once that threshold kind of takes off a little bit more, that the company who actually puts out the coin or the NFT is the one making the money on mass produced, you know, big studio type games. I think it's going to be a godsend for crypto, in the sense that, you know, that's just one more facet that's going to help them build and align some credibility to the value of such things. But, you know, so that's it. So looking for a nun, told you a little bit about Base C. Also, anybody who has, I mean, you can ask me any question. I'm happy to tell you what I'm wearing or what I'm not wearing. Sometimes that's the better question. And that's it. I don't know. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Well, we do have one question that's come through on Twitter, and it's a fair question, actually, because I guess we have talked around, you know, the move from Terra. I guess just to qualify, as we've talked around ETH, we've talked around Sol. Do you just want to just confirm for the audience, certainly the home of the first mint?
Yeah, so we're going to do Solana, and thank you for asking that question. You know, it's the second biggest chain. I think with OK Bears growing, we're going to do the first mint, no matter what, on Solana. There's a couple of trust issues, like very fundamental trust issues with Terra, even version 2. Right now, there's some infighting with some of the people with the big bucks in Terra and with Do Kwon. And so we don't want to be in a place where there's conflict. And I think in the future after that, you know, everything's up in the air, right? Terra 2 might be the greatest place on Earth. We're never going to not think about the possibility of it, because it does hold a place in my heart. But, you know, I would, and, you know, that's sort of the degen side of us, right? Like, we kind of like want to believe in the thing we've always been believing in and run it to zero, which happened, which we never thought would happen. But I would caution and say, listen, at the same time, in order to be successful, in order to put a product out, in order to do good things, you need a platform that works. And we're gonna push for that right now. Solana is much more in depth than, you know, I had thought previously. They're making inroads to making it better. But, you know, even if Solana is not the greatest chain in the world, right? There's people with better stats. What you can't deny is, from an NFT community, they are building what could be the biggest NFT community. And if Solana is only known for NFTs and games, that's not a bad thing. And you know, so we're going to stick with them. They have been super pleasant. The Fellowship DAO, the guys who are going to help us with our mint, they are wonderful people. They were very helpful. And you guys got to remember, like, we had the Luart fiasco. We had the their minting issues and all that. There was more than one marketplace issue. From scalability, One Planet was, like, struggling at times. And so everybody has the same problems. But, you know, I want my heart and my project, which is our heart, to be in the place where we can get the most people who are excited, who believe in NFTs. I mean, there's no denying the Solana people believe in NFTs, like, more than almost anybody. And so I think that's a good character. In a lot of ways, they remind me of lunatics. I know they're not the same, but their behavior sometimes is very similar. And, you know, I have respect for that because, you know, we all love Terra. We put our heart into it. They all love Solana. They put their heart into it. But at the end of the day, it works. I think they're growing. OK Bears, I think, is a phenomenal project. And so, you know, I think that's the Hellcats of Solana. And I think Hellcats might do really well there, too. I mean, they're moving to Solana. So, you know, once they decided to do it, we had already decided to do it. But this kind of was the nail in the coffin for us. We're like, you know, if Hellcats is moving, and that's the thing that made me love Terra NFTs. I mean, that's how I started. Like, I minted those. And, you know, we did really well with those. I can't even believe what I minted. And on Lured, of all things. But, you know, I did call all my cousins the other day, and none of them have heard of Lured. So you know you could trust me. Anyways, so we moved to Solana, and I think it's a good thing. And I think if you're looking for something more like Terra and less like Ethereum, you know, Solana will be that. And that's why we gravitated there. So hopefully that answers that question.
That's fantastic. And thank you to Future Top Hat for that. And I can see that they are typing again. So there might be a second question coming up. Yes, indeed. Oh, there is one more question. Thank you very much. So what about Cosmos or AVAX One? The vibes of the NFTs are Banksy-esque. What was the inspiration?
Again, the answer. Okay, so there's a couple questions there. Remind me if I don't answer both of them. I'm going to start with the other L1 chains, Cosmos and Tendermint. You know, that's, I mean, to be fair, that is Terra, and there's going to be some love there because of the way that the whole Cosmos ecosystem works. However, what I think, again, if we just go back to, where's there a community? Where's there an audience that reminds me of Lunatics? You know, they might be a little more degen than even Lunatics on Solana. I mean, it's going to be Solana. I didn't just look there. I looked at Algorand. I looked at every single spot, including A0, Aleph Zero, which is a newer chain. I looked at everybody on the list, from Tezos to Anaconda. I just jumped into a bunch of and this is what I recommend that everybody does. I jumped into a couple of Discords, a couple of chats, listened in on a couple of things, and I just got a feel for the community. And I feel like, you know, what I learned from all that is, yeah, they're fresh, they're new, they might grow, but it just wasn't the same. And I know that it's you know, I started off, you know, a year ago not liking Solana. I mean, I was very against it. I didn't really want to do anything on Solana. And but I learned and I grew and I matured on Terra. And I think that that's the difference. Now I feel like I'm a mature NFT collector. And so now when I go to Solana, I see things differently. And so give them a shot. I think I'm always looking at the other chains to see what they can do. You know, the place that I think might have some future, if you guys are degens and you like to kind of look at, like, oh, what chain's going to have the best NFT potential in the future, and I'm very degen and I want to get there early-esque, I'd go back to looking at TON, T-O-N, you know, the Telegram coin that got taken over, because they've got a lot of good things going, and I follow that project really in-depthly. There's so many things about it that I love. but you know, they're a little ways out. So, I mean, they already work, they function, they got stuff, but I mean, from a community perspective, they're not quite there yet. So that's in the back of my mind. TON is on the back of my mind in the future. What was the second question, Super Terra?
Oh, yes. The second question was around the vibe of the NFTs. The very Banksy. Was that the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration is hobo art in general. We love the idea that people, you know, even anonymous, would have people write stuff on dollar bills and send them all over the place, because every time you pass a dollar bill, that's another degen or somebody that could be, that could receive the message that you're trying to give them. And what better form to do that than on money? You know, Bansky, there's an artist that Bansky kind of worked with, and you know, I've met him here in my hometown, and he's done a couple murals here, you know, graffiti murals, and you know, part of that inspiration was from him actually. What's his name? Like the Mouse. He's from France. I'd have to ask my lady for his full name again. We have pictures with him, but he did an art piece in one of the buildings where we live, and you know, we were fortunate enough to meet him. But I think in general, sort of that pop culture, sort of that graffiti-esque type style is what crypto is about. You know, Bansky is the epitome of it. I mean, he's brilliant, right? And so that was part of the inspiration, that kind of graffiti-esque type of, you know, let's just throw some degen stuff on here. Let's convey a message without conveying a message. I think I put up, you know, another sneak peek with you, Super Terra. And, you know, if you look at Vitalik on there, right next to him says the word diva. And I think that's our way of, you know, communicating, right? Like it's like sending a message without sending a message. And if I could put that on, you know, a certain percentage of the NFTs that go out there and people like them, you know, then I feel like you not only got a piece of art that could be a PFP, you got like something that kind of is crypto. And I think PFPs in general are really getting to a point where, you know, I think we've used every animal. We were drinking the other night and we were trying to figure out like what animals left, and there's none. Like I was thinking even like ant, and I think we found the bugs on Terra. And you know, maybe it's not an ant, but I mean, we were very hard pressed to find an animal, bug, or anything like that. So we didn't want to do the same thing. And so that's the whole story.
Excellent. And that piece you refer to, there's so much going on there. It is absolutely, absolutely crazy. Lots of little subtle messages there, which I really like. And I think the beauty of art, you can look at a piece and you can see lots of different perspectives every time you look at it. And I think what you've encapsulated, certainly in the sneak peeks that you've shared with me, and some of them have been shared on Twitter earlier, I'll put some more out later as well. There's a lot of thought gone into them. And actually, I love the degen culture that kind of goes throughout. So I've got a couple more elements to future top hats questions, just asking around Flair or Songbird as a question. I'm assuming those are other opportunities that are out there. And also there's a picture I'm just going to zoom in on. Oh, wow. Brilliant. Okay. So I've got an image here. I'm sorry, I will share this on Twitter afterwards if that's okay. Do confirm by reply of Top Hat's house. And you can see several really interesting pieces of artwork with that sort of styling of the dollar bills with images on. I mean, I've had to zoom right in. Apologies, it's a classic when you're on radio trying to explain what's going on next. But really, really cool art. I will share that. I can see the origin of the question, and I think you've got someone there that really appreciates the art style, and they do look really good. And please do. So Future Top Hat is going to send some better ones. They're really good already, and I've been able to zoom in. So the question, just to guess to qualify, is asking around sort of Flair or Songbird. Apologies, I'm not quite sure the angle of the question, if that makes sense to you at all. If not, I can certainly seek further qualification.
Yeah, maybe ask a little bit. I don't want to assume anything. You know, I will say this. There was a guy who came and visited us here in Austin, and he was from somewhere around Greece, him and his wife, and they professionally painted over money. And, you know, I did forget about him, and I don't mean not to remember his artist name, but he lives in the area and we sometimes chat, and that's another source of inspiration. But there are quite a few artists nowadays, and if you're into juxtaposed art, there are a couple artists that kind of do that lowbrow style. They also do it on money, and you know, mad respect for all of them.
Absolutely. And I think, again, when we were first talking, I think for context, we started talking probably in the week or so before the terror collapse about kind of, you know, opportunities, you know, getting the project off the ground. And I think the first sort of sneak peek you shared with me, I was very excited because I recognized that kind of very cool, I guess someone who worked for the Treasury would say it was defacing, but I think it's adding artistic value to something that is quite a banal everyday object, but you bring it to life with the overlays. So no, that's really good. But what I will do after we've finished, I think future Top Hat is going to send me a better image. I will share those on Twitter. So thank you very much for that. We're not getting anyone sort of popping up in the chat to ask questions directly. As I say, this is the first, I hope, of many of these sorts of discussions as we head towards the launch of a very exciting project. And I think join the Discord, get involved, ask those questions, and be delighted to follow up. Probably just give, you know, another couple of minutes if anyone does want to step forward and ask anything. If not, it's been an absolute pleasure doing this first run through. I think there's a lot of facets to the project, and there'll be a lot more that we can obviously explore in future chats.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, Super Terror. One thing that I liked about you when we first chatted was, you know, you really care about the Terra community, and you care about everyone that, you know, you do business with or you talk to, and that comes out really well in all the things that you do. So we appreciate that. Thank you for having us, you know, or having me talk quite a bit. I hope people don't freak out about the nuns. But you know, I kind of think outside the box, and I want to do NFTs that are really different. I think when we get to version 2, you'll see some crazy animated stuff that's different. And so, like I said, we're inspired by Monty Python in that case. But yeah, that's it. And if you guys ever have questions, just DM me on Twitter, and I'm happy to answer any questions or whatever you guys need. You know, just don't try and get me to click a link and steal my Terra, because I don't have any. Well, technically I do have a little bit, but it's not worth anything, so it's not worth doing. But other than that, you know, I really appreciate everybody listening in, and hopefully we can talk more about this in the future.
Absolutely. And likewise, it's a pleasure to be involved. And I know, you know, from some very cool chats that we had over the last few weeks, really great that obviously, in spite of everything that's happened in the broader Terra space, it's great that, you know, we're kind of relaunching. And I think, you know, you're leading a very positive charge for that. And actually, I think another reason why we got on is your humor is not dissimilar to mine. And I think that it's a nice way of coping with all the trials and tribulations, all the ups, all the downs. Treat all imposters the same. And I've just got some really wonderful detailed images on, so I will absolutely share those. And I think when people see them, they will see why those questions were there. So I think it goes without saying. So Future Top Hat has absolutely more than earned a whitelist spot. So I'll be in touch after this spaces. And as I say, we're intending over the next few weeks, as the project builds and develops, we'll be doing more of these. Yeah, the style, obviously, today is really about an introduction to the project, massively encourage you to go and have a look at what's being developed. And yeah, this is genuinely, it's a group that fell in love with Terra. It's bouncing back and giving something back to the community, but also creating a multi-stage, multifaceted project that has a game focus, an NFT focus, and some really cool collaborations. So I'm really excited to be part of the journey and see how this all develops over the next weeks and months ahead.
Cool, man. And I'm glad that you're here. I mean, it's super fun. I just thought about something. I'm going to buy a pug, and I think I'm going to name it Do Kwon, and I'm going to set up an Instagram, and every day I'm going to make it do, like, really stupid things. And I think that could take off. That's like my next, big thing.
Fantastic. Well, I would say thank you for being I often laugh on these things because, you know, humor is part of life. But that is a brilliant image I've got there. I shall be supporting that account for sure.
All right. Have a good one, my friend. Thank you for having
Excellent.
Me.
You too. An absolute pleasure. Speak soon. And thank you, everyone, for dialing in and listening. And thank you again to my friends from Terra Spaces for capturing a challenging time in the history of Terra, but this is an example of something emerging from the ashes. And thank you to everyone, and look forward to speaking again soon.
Yeah, of course. We should do it weekly or whatever you think, buddy.
But absolutely. That would be a pleasure to do that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Cheers. Take care, everybody.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra Meets Money Shots, a project intro and Terra support, recorded on Friday, May 20th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish, though. I snapped a wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark. Now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kinda running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. 7 time and space, while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's.
Hey, man. Time to suck today's right. Dick, that's what I'm talking
going
about.
Dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Hey, man, suck right. Dick, that's what I'm talking
going
about.
Dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.